Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April Halliburton here from All for HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I hope everyone is doing well. Everyone is staying safe. Of course, washing your hands. We already know that one, right? Okay. But I hope everyone is doing well. I have a great guest on today. So excited to have Michael Hancock on here. Get some logistics out the way. First of all, you all know I'm April Halliburton, right? And if you haven't had the chance, make sure that you are following us on Twitter, and following us on Twitter at All for HR. Let's get it together, April. And on Instagram at All for HR, and Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, and all of that good stuff. I think those are the main ones. So I hope, again, everyone, I keep saying this, everyone is staying well. Everyone is being healthy. And our small business owners are all forging forward, right? This is not the time for us to give up. Absolutely, absolutely. So that is what is most important, is that we are all healthy. And we are all being kind to one another. That is what is most important. That's what's going to get us through this, right? That is what is going to get us through this, is looking at who needs some help, whether it's a neighbor or someone at the you're practicing your social distance, right? Feet. That we are looking out for one another. We are being kind to one another so we can get through this, okay? Business can be a circus. You know our mantra. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. So without further ado, we want to welcome Michael to the show. Michael, are you there?
Hear me?
I can hear you. So without further ado, we're going to welcome Michael, Mikhail. I keep saying Michael. Mikhail Hancock.
All right.
Mikhail Hancock, who's going to join us for our show. I'm a little bit about Mikhail. He is a 31-year-old entrepreneur who enjoys family time, praying, and giving back to his community, which he has shown that in many ways. After beating the odds of not becoming a statistics of the streets of D.C., Mikhail joined the U.S. Marine Corps. 4 years later, he was medically retired. During the time, he dealt with depression and contemplated suicide. But through all of that, Mikhail has preserved, and he has become a dynamic entrepreneur and a philanthropist. Mikhail is a God-fearing husband, father of six, and now the proud owner of two self-owned and operated small businesses and a Legal Shield franchise owner. Mikhail spends most of his time volunteering at his church and within his community, and he starts off his day with prayer, meditation, and personal development. And from there, he goes straight to work, walking his community and looking for individuals and families and businesses he can help. Mikhail, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Ms. Halliburton, thank you so much. Look, I'm a little bit nervous. I posted up on your LinkedIn. You know, this is the first time that I've ever been on a radio station. And no. I've been told time and time before, hey, you got a voice for radio, and I've never been hired. So this is the first time. So I got dressed, got my beard ready and everything, you know, but we're here. So, you know, and it's a phenomenal thing. And so first and foremost, I thank God for the opportunity, Ms. Halliburton. I thank you for being sensitive enough to allow him to use you for something such as this great thing that you're doing right now, especially with your business. And again, I thank you for the opportunity to come on here. So it's greatly, greatly and truly appreciated. I'm humbled and I'm honored to be here. So thank you so much for that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, first and foremost, relax. Don't be nervous. Because we're just hanging out here on the radio, right? Right, we're just hanging out here on the radio, right? So pretend that nobody hears us. So just relax. And again, we're going to have a great conversation. I'm looking forward to sharing some information about you and what you do. So first of all, again, I've said to everyone, make sure that you are following us on Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. And if you have not had a chance, we encourage you to join the Small Business HR Success Hub, which is a Facebook group, which is committed. We are committed to keeping you informed on HR topics, sharing all kind of great information, and changing HR labor employment laws. So we work very hard to do that. And make sure we have Facebook Live on Tuesdays, 7 to 8. And, of course, we are on the air every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. Fridays, you know that's my favorite day, right? Freedom Fridays, that's my favorite day, okay? That's when we do our Freedom Friday HR questioning. So I have put together a new page because, again, we're so excited. We're having a new website being built. It'll be ready in a couple days or so. I'm counting down. I'm ready to bust. I can hardly wait. I'm so excited. But because that other page is down, so I've got another page for you to post your HR questions. And don't forget, if we select your question for Freedom Friday, you'll get a free gift. How cool is that? That is pretty cool. Don't that sound cool, Mikhail?
It does. Free gifts. I like free gifts now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So don't forget to submit your Freedom Friday HR questions, and then check us out on Management Mondays for our Management Monday moments. And everyone, again, stay safe, and everyone, make sure you're being kind to each other during this time, and not just during this time, all the time, right? So, Mikhail?
Yes, ma'am.
I've shared some information about you, and so tell me a little bit about you, three major business challenges that you see in the height of this COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, Miss Halliburton, if it's okay, I'm going to call you April. You know, we've been talking long enough. Awesome. You know, April, with COVID-19/coronavirus, however people are referring to it. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it's a blessing in disguise. I know a lot of people look at it as a very challenging time, which it is, but we mm-hmm. have to be able to see the good in everything.
Absolutely.
And some challenges that, you know, a lot of business owners are facing is that a lot of small businesses are not considered essential. So they had to shut down their place of business. And with them shutting down their places of business, and if I get too excited, please jump in. But with them shutting down their places of business, I'm just extremely passionate about small businesses. It's putting a damper in their plans and in their lifestyle. And for most small business owners, their small business is their livelihood. And so they've taken everything that they had and invested it into that small business. And with them doing that, you know, they're stressing out. A lot of people are stressing out. So you're talking about, number one, first and foremost, having to shut down your business because you're not considered essential. Number two, for those small businesses that do have employees, they're worrying about what they're going to do with their employees. How are they going to continue to keep up payroll, and how are they going to be able to allow them to still work? So that way, number one, they can still receive a paycheck, and then your business can continue to run. And the third biggest thing is, what's going to happen next? What next? So those
it's
are definitely
a scary time.
It is. And those are definitely three of the biggest problems with running a business in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly. And again, as you said, a lot of us are focused on, you know, I think now we've gotten a little past the shock, the initial stock shock when things started rolling and rolling and rolling. So now we're at the like you said, at the time where we're all looking like, okay, which way, where do we go now? And one of the things that, again, I've said that I focus on a lot is saying, okay, let's take, take a step back. Mm-hmm. And even one company closing its doors is too much. You know that, and I know that. So that's why I've been saying over and over again, take this time to do some things that you have not had a chance to do in those, to before this, to reposition you into so you're in a better place, if that makes
Definitely.
Sense when this is
it
over.
Because
I agree. I think, you know, you're right. It is a blessing in disguise, and it's horrible that things have gotten this way, but again, we do have to remember to see the good.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We have to see the good, because there is, you know, there's a silver lining. There is a good in every situation that happens. You might not be able to see it right now, but it is there. So, you're absolutely right about that. So tell me, what kind of resources do you see that can help small business owners?
So as far as resources go, and this is something that I have to stress, and it's a pet peeve of mine when it comes to it's just life, period. Stay
mm-hmm.
away from the Google gods. Stay away from the Google gods. Stay away from Uncle John, Aunt Mary, or whoever it is that's not in business for themselves. And definitely stay away from the Google gods. And, you know, part of the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of scams out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, plain
mm-hmm.
and simple, there's a lot of scams out there and a lot of people looking to make money off of your downfall and
mm-hmm.
off of this crisis. And one of the things that I must say, you know, go to a government approved site, the SBA, check out the SBA, a lot of resources there on the SBA. And it may take you some time, but that's part of running business, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to definitely take time for you all to be able to get to where it is that you need to be at. So go to the SBA for sure. You may have to click on about 12 or 13 different links to get to exactly where you need to get to, but it's there, you know.
Exactly.
And other resources, you know, reach out to your local state and local government officials. Check out your Chamber of Commerce. They have tons of resources for you all. And third and most importantly, and I'm going to say this because this is the area that I specialize in, reach out to your attorney.
Right.
With an attorney.
Absolutely.
To make sure that you are protecting yourself. And that's where I come in at, you know, with the services that we'll discuss here in a little bit, but the services that I offer and how beneficial they are and how cost efficient they are as well, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times with small businesses, resources, when we're talking about resources, we're always generally talking about finances.
Mm-hmm.
And finances are a major part for us in small business. And we all know, if you don't know, congratulations to you for being a small business owner, because you're the backbone of our economy. And without small businesses, we wouldn't be anywhere. So thank you all for that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like that you said, stay away from the Google gods, because everybody wants to look it up on Google. And as much as I love Google, right now there are so many resources. I volunteer with SCORE to help small business owners. And you can go to the SBA website. You can go to the
mm-hmm.
SCORE website. We have SCORE has an open mic
awesome.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And small business owners can call and you can ask questions with small business experts, whether it's marketing, finance, whether it's getting help with finances regarding the COVID-19. Another thing is I've said that you can go to SCORE and, you know, touching on the repositioning yourself, there's tons of videos and information there to help you reposition your company.
And
do
they're
what
free,
you
right?
Had time, and they're totally free. Can I say free? I keep saying that.
It don't get no better.
It doesn't get it. I mean, and you can, you know, that's why I say it's time. This is a time for people to step back, small business owners, step back, reevaluate, reassess, and then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like you said, the legal aspect, like you said, with Legal Shield, that is something that we don't, you know, people don't think about until it's like this time, right?
Yeah,
until
you
crisis.
Got it.
But, you know, in fact, you know, Mikael, it's better to have those things in place beforehand,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's what Grandma said, better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Absolutely. So you don't have to, you know, search around and say, you know, oh, I got to find the legal or who should I ask, you know,
mm-hmm.
what attorney. You need to have those things already
yep.
in place so that you have a direct link, a direct path to the resources and the answers
mm-hmm.
that you need.
That is absolutely correct.
So since we're talking about Legal Shield, tell us about Legal Shield and your role and what you are doing for small businesses.
I most certainly will. And again, thank you so much. This is, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I am extremely passionate about. I wouldn't be involved with it if I wasn't passionate about it. But with my role with Legal Shield, I am a small business specialist. So I'm a small business and an employee benefits specialist with Legal Shield. And
okay.
part of the reason why I decided to get involved with Legal Shield, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you all have heard of Legal Shield before, but the chances are you probably haven't heard it like this. And I have to stress that to you, but and so please stick around. And I want to say this, make sure you grab a pen. We got a phrase that we like to use in business called GAP, grab a pen. And one of the things about Legal Shield that I love, especially when it comes to the small business arena, is
mm-hmm.
that, again, as small businesses, we're stretched thin on our dollar.
Mm-hmm.
We're stretched extremely thin on our dollar. And Legal Shield comes into play. You get a free app that you get to download on your phone. You get a free app, and I'll definitely make sure I give you all my information as well. But there's a free app that you can download on your phone. The services, of course, you do pay for your services. But the best thing about it is that the services are extremely, extremely affordable. And just as an example, our smallest business plan that we offer, and we cater our services to your needs, but our
mm-hmm.
smallest small business plan that we offer, you're talking about $39.90 a month. So you're talking about $40 a month, which is, again, it's a tax write-off for you all, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to have that service. So you get to use it as a tax write-off. And
mm-hmm.
the best thing about it is, and this, you can't get it anywhere else, and I'm not downplaying and I'm not going to name drop any other services, but most other services, you get advice and consultation, but it's limited to about 30 minutes per phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And with Legal Shield, you get unlimited advice and consultation on an unlimited amount of issues, April. You know, I'm talking,
okay.
when I say unlimited, I mean, you can pick up the phone and call 100 times a day if you got that much time in the world and ask them about 100 different situations, and it's not going to cost you an extra dime. But I mean, you can pick up the phone and say, hey, I need advice on, or I need to know what my rights are as a business owner or as an
mm-hmm.
employer on this situation. You know, we're not
okay.
a hypothetical, but there's nothing wrong with picking up the phone and saying, hey, I need advice on. And that right there is extremely huge. You look at, you know, what's going on right now with COVID-19. Hey, I have an employee at work, and I think they may be sick. How do
mm-hmm.
I go about this situation? You know, normally we would just be, you know, me and myself, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd be like, yo, you need to go home today, buddy. Not today. I got a wife and kids to get home to, but you need to go home. You know,
right.
But you notice that employee is sick. You can go in your back office, go out in your car, take a break, go grab some coffee. And on your way to do whatever it is that you're doing, pick up the phone, tap a button. You don't even got to remember the number. We do all the hard work for you. But tap a button,
all right,
call, and say, hey, I have an employee at work, and I'm not sure, you know, how I feel about it, but I need advice on, and I need to know what my rights are as an employer for this situation,
okay,
especially in today's day and time, you know. So that's something that's huge, you know, with our service, and that's the best part about it right there for me, and it's unlimited.
Okay. All right. So, and again, like you said, the legal aspect is a lot of times with small businesses, we don't look for a legal advice until a crisis or
mm-hmm.
a situation, and then that makes it even kind of, you know, makes it intensifies already intense situation. So. I'm glad that the legal shield is in the corner of small business owners, especially, like I said, during this time. So this is the time, again, for small businesses to be able to reposition themselves, do some things. Again, you know, as small business owners, we're going 10 miles a minute during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so... We go and go and go until we literally drop.
Yep.
Right. And then get up and do it again. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to put your teams in place. You want to have your teams in place. I always say that you have to have your teams in place, because we can't, as small business owners, we can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that the hard way, because I've always worked by myself.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just, you know, you got to have that team in place
to help you get
to the next place, next stage.
You're absolutely correct. And I want to add this in here. And I read it in a book a little while back, you know, which
mm-hmm.
you say, we're going 10 miles a minute and the next thing you know, we're dropping and we got to
mm-hmm.
get up and do it all over again. In a book, I can't remember the name of the book, but I'll definitely get it to you, April. That
mm-hmm.
I was reading it and they said that, you know, a gentleman was asked, you know, what does he do for a living? And he didn't say, I'm a construction worker. He didn't say, I'm a white collar worker. I sit behind a desk, or I'm a stockbroker or anything. His response simply was, I go to work to dig the ditch, to make the money, to buy a steak, to eat the steak, to get the energy, to go to sleep and wake up to dig the ditch, to get the money to buy the steak. And it's a never-ending thing. And that's not what we went in business for.
No,
we did not go into business for that.
There's a commercial that's similar to that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's true. And it's true. We lose that. You know, it's so unfortunate. Sometimes we, as small business owners, we get going so much, we forget why we even started our
mm-hmm.
own businesses. You know, we got these bright, unique ideas, and we have all this fire inside of us, and we are ready to get out the gate
mm-hmm.
and get it started. And then we get going and get going and get going, and say it again, folks, get going and get going and
get going.
You just keep right and you just keep going, and then till you literally and you do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know we have to, as small business owners, we have to put teams in place to ease those things on us,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we literally cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And I think we're learning that during this time, if nothing else, because small businesses are reaching out that have not reached out before.
Mm-hmm.
And this.
I'll add this in there. We call them nuggets in business. Here's a nugget for you all to keep in the forefront of your mind, not the backside, but on the forefront. We
mm-hmm.
just did this recently. We did a project where we all did vision boards, and that's
mm-hmm.
why we went into business. We went into business because we had a vision. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel like you're stuck or you don't remember create a vision board on the things that you want. Put it up in your place of business, so that way when you walk in, you can see and it will remind you why you went into business for yourself. Because we got tired of, okay, well, I don't want a boss no more. I want my own time freedom. I want financial freedom. And this is here's the key. Here's the key to that. Time and no money equals unhappy. Mm-hmm. Money and no time, you're unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere in there, we got to find the balance. And we've all been at that point. We've all been at that point where we had too much month at the end of the money, you know, and we're trying to figure out where things are going to go at. And that's another benefit of Legal Shield, is that we offer discounts just for you having our services, you know, and some of those discounts include like discounts on your cell phone bill. And so, like I said earlier, like that $39.90 a month, and this is state specific as well, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, make sure you reach out so that way we can do a free consultation, free consultation for you all, you know, but you get to get a discount on your cell phone bill just for having our service, depending on who your carrier is with. You get discounts on grocery shopping. So we're helping you save money as well. We're not just legal and just dealing with attorneys, but we're also helping you save money as well. And another thing that's pretty big in business right now, identity theft.
Yes.
Identity theft is a major problem, and it's not a United States of America problem. This is a worldwide problem, and we're there for that as well. And we can help you all with that, you know. And that's the thing. And that's, again, I can't stress enough. Thank you so much, April, for this time. But it's so important that we have access to these services, or we at least know that they're there, because when the time comes or when something does go wrong, hopefully you will get, you know, you will protect your business and yourselves before that time comes. Like grandma said, have it and not need it, then need it and not have it. But when the time comes, you have the services that are set in place for that. You know, you're ready to go. Like April, you know, we did a Zoom a couple of weeks back, and I'm looking at her office. I'm like, man, I need to step my game up. You know, she had papers and she had books and she was stacked, you know, ready to go. And I know she's diligent. That's why all my social media pages, when I was promoting this powerhouse, because it's unnormal. And it was a lot of stuff, but it was neat, you know. And so that's the thing. You know, she was ready to go. Like, we got on there and April was ready to go, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. And I was impressed, thoroughly impressed.
And, you know, the thing is I got this little Zoom, my little Zoom thing. So I have it turned because, you know, I'm in my office. And so just before, you know, when things like it was before everything shut down, but I was looking like, let me start redoing some things. And so I went and I found a bigger desk to put in my office. And two extra desks and a work table. And guess what? Can't get them delivered. They're all paid for and everything, but I can't get them delivered. I was trying to get them before everything shut down, because I was like, let's get some things organized here. And yeah,
you hit on such a key point. Another key aspect of Legal Shield: supplier issues.
Right.
You know, that's a problem right now. Like, you know, a few months ago, you can go to Amazon, and everybody has, you know, Amazon Prime, but you can go to Amazon and get that free 2-day shipping with your Prime account. It ain't happening right now.
Yes. Nope.
You know, and that's a problem.
Nope.
You know, so for you business owners that have Amazon Prime and that use Amazon for deliveries, Legal Shield can help you all out there, because that was a guaranteed service. You know, of course it's, you know, situational dependent, but, you know, if you ordered that item and say, hey, if you need it to get it by the 3rd, order it within the next 7 hours, that's a guarantee right there, you know, and that's what Legal Shield is there for, to be able to help you navigate those situations where that can actually bring money back into your pocket. Because like you say, you paid for a service and they probably told you, hey, look, give us 5 to 7 business days for delivery. And here we are almost 2 months later.
Yes.
And you don't have your table.
How about right? And I'm sick about it. 'Cause I was, sick about it because it was scheduled to be delivered, and they called me like 2 days before and was like, "Yeah, we're so sorry, but everything is shut down. We're not delivering anything, and we'll call you when we get ready to start shipping again." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
That's a legal problem. That is a legal problem. And let me throw this on there as well, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of times we have legal problems all the time, but we just consider them stressful issues.
Right.
And
absolutely.
A stressful issue 9 times out of 10 is a legal problem, but we don't call or we don't go and get that advice and consultation that we need because of the money aspect of it. You know, you had tables and stuff delivered. Excuse me. Granted, they're going to come eventually. They're going to come eventually. But who's going to pick up the phone and call and say, you know what, let me talk to my attorney because I ordered some tables and they ain't come here when they said they were going to come here. Let me see what I can do, what my rights are. Because
yeah.
We all have rights as business owners. We have rights as consumers. And I'll give you a perfect example. And this is just on the personal side, you know, and this is why I love the service. I wear hearing aids, or I'm supposed to. I don't wear them all the time, but I'm supposed to. And I had to order some cups for my hearing aids to go on the inner portion of my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid $34 for 2-day shipping, expedited 2-day shipping, for something that came in a Ziploc bag that was smaller than the palm of my hand. Well, when it was supposed to be there, the day that it was supposed to be delivered, I got an email saying, "Hey, your item," or a text message saying, "Your item has been delayed." So I called UPS. They said, "Oh well, you know, with all of the current weather and stuff like that, you know, it's putting a damper in the plans."
Mm-hmm.
And then I called back to the other, because I was like, "Look, you owe me some money. I paid $34 for 2-day shipping. You better bring it."
Right.
You know. And I called the place where I ordered my stuff from. And when I called the place where I ordered my stuff from, they said, "Oh well, we spoke with FedEx. They said the plane had mechanical issues." Now, keep in mind, UPS. I just spoke with them, and they said it was due to a weather delay. So I said, "Hey, look, y'all gonna give me a refund back?" UPS said, "Contact the people that you brought it from." I contacted them. They said, "Contact UPS." That's fine. I'll call my attorney. Over $34, I called my attorney. And my attorney said, "You know what? Let me go ahead and write a letter for you, and I'm going to make a phone call for you as well." Do you know that within 2 hours, that $34 was sitting back in my account?
Wow.
And they refunded me 50% of my 50% of the purchase for my cups for my hearing aids. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, that's a stressful issue for me because without my hearing aids, I can somewhat hear, but not as good as I would like to. And I was in school; I needed them. But those are issues that we overlook. You know, and let's flip the shoes, ladies and gentlemen. If you were a big company, and somebody came to you and said that they were going to do something and they didn't do what they said that they were going to do, the first thing that you're going to do is say, "Well, let me call my attorney."
Right.
The only thing we're doing with Legal Shield is we're giving everyday people, just like you all, you and I, and we're all important in some way, shape, or fashion, but we're giving everyday people access to the justice system the same way that the wealthy are doing it on their own. But we're just doing it together and collectively as a group of people.
Nice. I like that.
It's one of those things, you know, and it's one of those things. And I just want to get this out there. After this is all over with, I know there's a number for you all to call in with questions, but after this is all over with, for you all to reach out to me, Mikhail Hancock, M-I-C-H-E-L, Hancock, just like the movie, on LinkedIn. And my personal cell phone number is 910-333-3595. And just like April, I work nationwide. I don't care where you are. If you got a problem, call me and let's figure it out. You know, but one of the things that I wanted to say is, and let's get back on the business topic, the business side of it, because that was more of a personal issue, but it's a small issue that most people would have overlooked. And let's look at some things that businesses are having problems with, April.
Yes.
Should you revise your benefit or travel policies if you have those things?
Absolutely.
You know, because before COVID-19, a lot of the business problems that we were facing were business problems such as debt collection, contract and documents being reviewed, you know, contractor mm-hmm. and supplier, like I just, we just talked about supplier disputes,
right.
You know, internet security breaches and product liability issues, employee theft and tax audits and employee confidentiality issues and, you know, threats to consumer lawsuits. And
right.
you come over to today, those issues are completely changed. You know, now you're talking about what are your obligations to protect your employees? You know, what are your obligations to pay them? You know, pay employees for sick leave. And,
yeah.
you know, like I said earlier, if an employee is showing symptoms, can you tell you, look, you need to go home, sir, ma'am, you need to go home, not today. You know, as we like
right.
to say.
And, yeah.
Go ahead.
These are, and they, you're right. And these are, like you said, these are, there's a whole world, a whole mess of, the reference mess of their, the laws are changing
mm-hmm.
and they're changing by minute. I had a young lady call me and say, well, we're opening up a salon within the next 6 months. Can we test people for COVID-19 before we hire them? That's
mm-hmm.
a good question.
That's a very good question. Cause you ask Mikhail Hancock with a wife and 6 kids, I'm gonna be like, you better test them.
Right, and right,
you know?
like myself, I'm looking at people like, you know, I got the new internet service, and they said, well, we're gonna come in and install. You don't mean inside the house, do you?
Right.
Right. I have
not
a son,
my
13,
baby.
Right, and he has asthma. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You can't, right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, no offense, but yeah, no, they can't come inside, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a whole, and you have to, as a business owner, you need to have those answers. And when we need those answers, let's face it, we need them like yesterday.
Hello, I'm back. I had a power surge. Not sure if you can hear me, Miss April.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, April, can you hear me? Hey, April, can you hear me? How about now? Hey, April, can you hear me? I believe we're having some technical difficulties. I apologize for that, as we are having a pretty bad storm here in North Carolina. We're trying to work it out right now. This is Mikhail Hancock. This is Mikhail Hancock. This is Mikhail Hancock. Can you hear me, April?
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. I don't know what is going on.
But you can still hear me, correct?
I can hear you, but I'm calling in actually from my phone.
Okay.
I don't know what is going on. Because it keeps saying your call has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I see you on here at one point. Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know what is going on because everything just went out.
Yep.
Okay, so we're gonna try something else. Hang
okay.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And at one. We're going to try something else. At
okay.
one, at 2 o'clock, 1:30. Do you have time at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Call back in because I can. Yeah, because it's only going to let me do it at 1:30. No, 1:30. Let's do 1:30.
Okay, so
yeah,
4 minutes from now.
Call back in. Yeah, call
okay.
in. Are you calling from your phone or your computer?
I'm on the computer now.
Okay. I'm going to call in from my phone. As opposed
okay.
to my computer, and see what happens. So 1:30,
okay.
I'm ending this show, and then we're going to start back up.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
All right.